This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hansis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
My knees are sore today, and there's a reason. I was watching The Rise and Fall of And-One on Netflix, so of course I got the basketball out, and I was trying to dribble, trying to do my street ball, trying to be like the professor. Didn't go well. But watching The Rise and Fall of And-One, and I remember how big it was. And-One and the tour, and you could see the videos. You could get the videos for free. They came out with And-One shoes, and Stephon Marbury was going to wear those in the NBA. His first game wearing the And-One shoes, and he hurts his ankle. And his agent says to the And-One guys, hey, Stephon is going to take your shoes on national TV and throw them in the garbage. And these guys are going, we are screwed. We're going to go bankrupt. And then all of a sudden, what happened at Rucker Park, where, you know, you have somebody on the microphone, you have a host, and it's all-inclusive. Like the audience, the crowd is involved in it. It's a show. It's like going to watch a comedian where everybody's laughing and involved in it and really close to the stage. But you're watching people break ankles. And then they came out with T-shirts that had like trash talk on them. And they were selling them and selling moving product. And all of a sudden, they decided that they were going to hire basketball players to play. And in New York and Philadelphia and Atlanta, and they started out in a van. Then they ended up in one of those huge, you know, tour buses. They became stars, and hot sauce was a big deal. And then they started giving away the video. Didn't charge you for the video. And then I think they partnered with Foot Locker. You would get the video if you bought something that was And-One in Foot Locker. And they got the attention of Nike. All of a sudden, Nike's going, wait a minute, what do we got here? Because they thought, if we're going to make money, we got to make money with shoes. And it turns out that they were making money on the tour itself and, you know, just getting you to buy merchandise there. Yeah, Mark.
And Nike was really feeling the heat, and they put out maybe one of the best spots Nike ever did. They had street ballers of their own, started doing this commercial, and they had like Lamar Odom and White Chocolate in there. And And-One was like, we're in some real trouble now. Because now they got their attention. And I was like, all right, Nike put together a phenomenal spot in 30 seconds.
Well, Nike you know, Nike's busy running the world with their products, and all of a sudden somebody says, hey, you know, it's almost like you have a lifeguard. Companies have lifeguards where they go, let's just keep an eye on what everybody's doing. There's something over there. Something over there. And that's what Nike does. You try to put out those fires. Like, what are they doing? All right, we'll do it better. Or we'll just buy them. But watching the and one, and I've played on the playgrounds in New York where you see somebody gets punked, but it's not as egregious as it was with and one, where they're, you know, they're really trying to embarrass you. But when you had people with cameras, all of a sudden you're taking the video, and then the video would go viral before we even knew what that was. And one capitalized on that. But I remember watching them play. I never saw them play in person, but there was a fascination. Like, they got half man, half...
half amazing.
Yes. They had great nicknames. You know, you got the professor out there, Skip to Malou.
Oh, baby!
Yeah.
Main event. And so the best part,
main event.
The play-by-play guys are talking about you while you're dribbling up the court, like, don't get killed. Don't. Oh, he got. Oh.
But you would have, I don't know if it was a rapper, because they took music from aspiring rappers and then incorporated that into the video. And then the person who's on the mic is basically a host. Yeah. And he's dishing it out, too. He gets the crowd going. And you see the crowds. And I remember when Dr. J played in Harlem at Rucker Park, there were, and you can go back and look at the video, they were on ledges in buildings. They were on roofs. They were in trees. They were hanging on the chain link fence just to get a glimpse. And they tried to recreate that at Rucker and did a great job of, these are the best players, come on in, and this is going to be a show. Yeah, more.
It was lightning in a bottle. And Seton just mentioned it. Kobe played at Rucker, and that's just one of his most legendary moments just in general.
Yeah.
People, you know, go on Twitter. It's the anniversary of when Kobe came to Rucker Park and just put on a show. And all those guys, NBA players, will always come down there. And don't get embarrassed, because, like, just like the Summer League, when LeBron came to the Drew League,
yeah,
great, you're LeBron. Wonderful.
Everybody wants a piece of you, though. Like, hey, you're on my turf here.
Oh, they're waiting for it. Yes. They're waiting for you. Hey, Kobe, great. Black Mamba, wonderful.
Come on, let's go. Yes. I want a piece of you. Mm-hmm. But I remember when Dr. J went to Rucker Park, and it's almost like it legitimized Rucker Park, because you would always hear about these legends there. And I just remember when Doc came to Rucker, and then people realized, I don't care who you got at Rucker, they ain't checking Doc. And he put on a show. But people came out and they were like, oh my God, Dr. J came to Rucker Park. Yeah, Marv.
The myth of streetball legends is just so amazing. Like, look, he went to the top. Well, he grabbed the court off the backboard.
That's Earl Manigault, right? The GOAT.
Yeah, he made change. He slapped the guy a high five and then came back down and tied his shoe.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
I kept thinking, God, they got this guy can jump that high, and then you're looking up and you're going, well, I can get the rim. He can get all the way up there and take a quarter off the backboard. That was always the big thing. You know, he can get a quarter off the backboard.
Pee Wee Kirkland scored 1,000 points in the first half. Left, got in his Cadillac, and then came back.
Yeah, Fly Williams was another one who eventually went to Austin Peay. But you had these street legends. And I remember Nate Archibald, having seen him with the Cincinnati Royals, and he was a street. He was one of the first playground legends in New York, because Nate graduated or came out of college. What was that? Texas El Paso, I think, in the late 60s, and came into the NBA and basically had one move. He was going left every single time, but he was so quick. And that's the first person I remember seeing who was actually a playground legend who played in the NBA and you know, starred in the NBA. Yeah, Paul.
We mentioned this before. There's a fantastic book by Rick Tellender, Chicago writer, called Heaven is a Playground. He spent the summer of 76 in Brooklyn on an apartment floor writing about streetball guys like Fly Williams, Bernard King, Bernard King's little brother, Albert King. Yeah. And he tells all these great stories about it. And so that's a really good one if you want to read about the history.
Yeah, but it's And One, The Rise and Fall of And One on Netflix. Yeah, Mark.
Just one more thing. Untold on Netflix is giving 30 for 30 a run for their money.
A little bit.
They're coming out with some good stuff.
A little bit. Now, is this called an Untold?
Yeah.
Is it under that Netflix, their documentaries?
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. They did the Manti Te'o. They did the Malice at the Palace, Pistons and the Pacers. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, I'm just running through a bunch of the nicknames, though. Like, here's a Bone Collector versus Prime Objective. And then one. But what team do you play for? Murder, Inc.?
All right.
Yeah.
Murder Incorporated.
Nobody's going to mess with Terror Squad.
Yeah, Paul.
Hell no.
Yeah, Paul.
The one guy really made it. You mentioned Rafer Alston. He was early in the And One tour. Yeah. And then he got that scholarship offer from Jerry Tarkanian at Fresno State, who took chances on people. He played 1 year at Fresno, played really well, and Fresno was that cool team in the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to the CBA for a year. He played 14 years in the NBA, made $30 million. He had a nice career right for Alston.
But was it Hot Sauce who came up with the move that kind of, didn't he really start all of this with the crazy dribbling? I think he's given credit for a move. Him and Godsham God, it felt like they had created a couple of moves where you were studying them. You would try to slow the tape down and freeze frame it so you can go, wait, he's doing behind it. Wait, how does he do that?
Like put the ball in his shirt and then spin it around and like go down. It was it was insane. But Rafer was definitely the first like super duper star and ended up going to Fresno State and going to the league. But it's fascinating to see how fast it rose and how it came down.
You're right.
Just as fast.
Yeah. But it's good. Entertaining. By the way, IndyCar Portland International Speedway, only two races to go. The run to the IndyCar Championship continues at Portland International Speedway, Sunday at 3 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. A couple of phone calls here. We'll talk to Northwestern head coach Pat Fitzgerald after the win in Dublin, beating Nebraska. I didn't realize this, but it felt like, and maybe somebody can help me, that a reporter sort of was giving the inference to Scott Frost, are you going to resign after the loss to Northwestern? Because if you're Nebraska, you're thinking, this was the right hire, wasn't it? And now you're thinking, this wasn't the right hire. Kellen Mond, he got cut. He was the backup for the Vikings. Remember, this was a big deal when he got drafted, and then it was he's going to take over for Kirk Cousins, matter of time. He had a lot of people who loved him pre-draft, but he certainly struggled. And then when they got Nick Mullins from San Francisco, that was the writing on the wall. Kellen Mond has been waived, quarterback there, Texas A&M. Davis Mills, who's starting for the Texans, went one spot after Kellen Mond in that draft. A couple of phone calls. Pat in California joining us. Hi, Pat. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Hey, I just wanted to call in and say thanks for just cracking up a nation over here on the West Coast, man. This morning, walked to work on Tuesday morning, I stopped in my local Starbucks, and I'm just crying at the last segment. Everybody's around looking at me as if I'm going crazy. And I want to call in and just say thanks, man, because it lifts a day, and I'm the HR guy, and I can't really listen to you in the office because, you know, we get a little sketchy with Fritchie sometimes, and I can't play it, but I want to say thanks. Thanks for everything you guys are doing, man.
You're welcome, Pat. Sorry we're not HR friendly. By the way, the Vikings' new head coach, Kevin O'Connell, join us on the program?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I think he's a fan of the show.
Oh, yeah, big time. He was, remember he played in the league for a couple of years?
Yeah.
And then we met him at the Super Bowl one time.
Oh.
Hanging out.
Oh, okay. By the way, 20 years ago today, Tom Brady is starting his second year as a starter. Patriots had just won the Super Bowl. Serena wins the U.S. Open, Wimbledon, and French Open. LeBron is starting his senior year in high school. He's on the cover of Sports Illustrated as the chosen one. Joe in Pittsburgh joins us. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Joe. This is Marty and Joe in Pittsburgh. Hey, I got to give you a little insight on Phil Mickelson and the Lyft story. This is coming from a very reliable source.
No. I don't need reliable sources here. I'm good. You know what? If you want to send an email in, or you want to tweet the show, you can do that. I don't want to get into having sources here.
Trust me, though.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Even if you are a source, I can't do it that way.
Remember the dude who was like, I know because my buddy works at the Apple store that they use, and then when they go to the Apple, like, what?
Well, we had somebody who worked at the airport where Aaron Rodgers flew into, and he would tell us what was going on with Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, Paul.
Or my cousin is a realtor. I saw LeBron James looking at houses.
Oh, yeah, in Philadelphia.
Houses. Yeah.
You know, they're taking tours of the schools.
His wife was there looking at schools. He's definitely moving to Philly.
And I went, no, he's not. LeBron builds schools. He doesn't visit them. He builds them. Matt in Cincinnati, then we'll take a break here. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. 6'4", 205.
All right.
Well, I want to get involved in the Pie Slammajama. I want to see if I got any takers on a Joe Burrow MVP.
Oh, okay. So you're saying Joe Burrow wins the MVP this year?
Yeah, and I can spice it up if you guys think that's too easy.
Well, why don't you spice it up a little bit?
Okay, we'll win the North as well.
Well, if he's going to be MVP, I think you have to win the North.
All right. we'll go back to the Super Bowl. What do you want from me, Dan? Playoff games are hard.
Oh, I know, but pie to the face. Come on, we don't lower our standards. Yes, Marv.
I'll take that bet.
All right, so Marv wants a piece of you, Matt. Yes, Todd.
So division winner, MVP, and back to the Super Bowl. I'm going to join Marvin.
All right, Matt. There you go. You got another pie to the face, Paulie.
This is a tough one for Joe Burrow because he got his expectations way high by appearing in the Super Bowl, so now he's expected to have a very
good season. Paulie, do you want in on the bet or not?
No, I'm good. Okay. Too easy of a bet to win.
All right. Matt, you got two pies with Fritzy and Marv, and thank you for calling. Yeah, I'm assuming if you win the North,
yeah
he's going to be the MVP. I still like the Ravens. I don't know why. I just do. What, Todd?
Why is winning the AFC North meaning there's a very good chance you're going to get the MVP of the NFL?
It doesn't. But if you do win the MVP, chances are you're going to win your division.
Yeah, I think
I don't think you win the MVP because you won the NFC or the AFC North.
Yeah, I think that guy's got way too much on Joe Burrow to win the division and be MVP and go back to the Super Bowl.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Todd.
That's why I'm in on the bet with Marvin.
But I didn't need that last part.
You probably didn't.
I didn't. You could have cut it short.
We just wasted about 6 seconds.
You did, yeah. Yeah, what, Paulie?
But the Bengals did exactly that last year. I mean, it's not like Joe Burrow is not crazy.
Can he do it? Oh, I know, but Todd makes it seem like, go back to the Super Bowl.
I'm not going to call them a fluke, but I think it's going to be very difficult to do all those things again the very next year. That's all.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
How about we take a break here? What's wrong, Todd?
I'm waiting for Seton to make fun of my welcome with it. It's become like a thing.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. Going to take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
You're welcome.
If you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride from the pandemic to inflation, and you could use a little help, a little break here, and maybe I could help you. If your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they put together, highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program, they've already returned over $1 billion to businesses. And maybe they can help you. They do all the work. There's no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all type can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Get refunds, and if your business qualifies, you click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions to find out. This payroll tax refund is only available. Limited time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
More phone calls coming up. Northwestern came back to beat Nebraska 31-28 in Dublin. During week zero on Saturday, they host Duke next Saturday, September 10th. He's the head coach of Northwestern, now known as Patty Fitzgerald, who joins us on the program. Patty, how are you?
I'm doing great, Dan. A little jet lag, but it's great to be back in the office, buddy.
Did you pick up any accent when you were there in Dublin?
Lovely showing. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, it was great. It was an amazing first-class trip. The Aer Lingus folks, College Football Classic there. Really good deal, man. I mean, you know, you can say it's not a bowl game, but you take your team for a trip for a week. It was special.
Do you realize it's in Dublin? Like at any point during the game, does it feel different, sound different?
Well, you know, I didn't see it, but it was pointed out to me, and it wasn't a surprise, but there was an issue with the point of sale. So it sounded like the Guinness was free flowing for about a quarter and a half. And my eighth grade son shows me right after the game, "Hey, Dad, great win. Did you see they had the cup stretched from the bottom of the stadium all the way to the top?" So it was pretty evident right away that we were in Dublin.
When you went over there with your wife earlier this year, like, what are you looking for family history-wise?
Well, my grandparents on my dad's side both immigrated from Ireland. So it was one of those situations where we land. They took us to the genealogy museum called EPIC. And that stands for Every Person is Connected there to Ireland. And the genealogist, it was incredible. So that starts the day. I see a ticket to the boat that my grandmother came over on. I was very close with her when I was growing up. To where then I go out to a town called Nerney in County Kildare and meet my cousin and where my grandmother was baptized and the church she went to and the school before she left and came over with her sister. I mean, it was surreal. It was very emotional. And then I was able to have my dad make the trip with me here for the game. And that was his first time to Ireland. Of his immediate family, he's the only one still alive. All his siblings have passed. So it was a very emotional time, a surreal time and a lot of fun. But most importantly, our guys handled it well and played really, I think, a physical brand of ball that, hopefully made all of our fans proud.
Who came up with the idea to give tribute to the Irish flag on the N on the Northwestern helmet?
Yeah, that was our equipment staff, Mike Valentine, Curtis Shaner, Eric Jackson. They just do a great job. And they designed the whole thing and thought that came out pretty neat. It looked great. Who knew it would play so well? The green, the white, and the orange would play so well with the purple.
It looked great. It was just a nice little subtle touch. Were you expecting the onside kick?
No. Well, they had kind of extended their widest guy earlier, and we had talked about either they're going to try to chip a pass or watch the bunt. That's what we call it. But we had just in your checklist of training camp, we had bunted the ball kind of in each gap throughout camp. And Andrew Clear, one of our captains, was kind of the frontline guy that recovered it. And he was on point, during training camp, watching the fun. We call it watch the funny stuff. And
the wise guy? What's that mean?
Well, the widest guy. I'm sorry. So they took their wides. Number one widest guy and extended him. And, Tyler Haskins widened with him, maybe a little bit too wide a couple of reps prior. So you could kind of tell something was maybe up. But no, we didn't predict that was going to happen on that play. But, AC just handled it well. He's always played with poise. He's an older player, and it was a heck of a kick. We out-executed on that play, which ended up turning momentum. But I'd rather focus more on the play that our guy made than maybe the media's kind of looked at the choice. I mean, I applaud Frosty for being aggressive. We're both coming off tough seasons, and, you're trying to go make a play to win a football game. And, to our credit, our young man made the play.
When you're designing offenses now, it feels like it's all about the passing game. You're running for over 200 yards against Nebraska. Kind of counterintuitive to what we expect with success in college football. Why is that?
I think you got to know who you are, right? And, we've got an identity that we want to have. We want to be built on the line of scrimmage. We want to be able to control the clock and, really play complementary football. That's how we've been able to be pretty consistent here. Two of the last 4 years playing the Big Ten championship game. And, those are the type of guys we get, kind of a white collar school with a blue collar mentality. And we want guys that play the game the right way, tough and physical. And, I think we took a big step. Last year looked like we hadn't been in the building in the weight room because of COVID. And, as a developmental program, that showed. Well, Jay Hooten, our strength staff, most importantly, our players bought into it, man. They looked like a Big Ten offensive and defensive line on Saturday. And I think Nebraska is going to be very good. They're very talented. And they've got a lot of transfers that as those pieces kind of gel together, man. They are explosive. And we're glad we got them in week one.
I saw where Marcus Freeman reacted to finding out that they were like a 17.5 point underdog, Notre Dame against Ohio State. You guys started out at like 12 point underdog. Are you aware of it? And can you use it with your players as motivation?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can. I mean, again, motivation is a t-shirt and a sign on the wall. It doesn't matter when the ball goes up in the air. Right. I mean, that motivation is like getting them through Tuesday practice when it's 90, at the end of the day, who cares? But yeah, I mean, I don't blame people for feeling the way that we did. They took a lot of high profile transfers. They got it after our rear end a year ago in Lincoln. And it was a credit to the way they played and how poorly we played. And, you know, that's just the way that it is. And, you know, I'm sure we made a lot of Northwestern fans very happy on Saturday night.
What are you benching these days?
Not enough. Yeah, not enough. I need to get back in the weight room a little bit more. But
if I had a bench off with the Big Ten coaches, who's the strongest head coach in the Big Ten?
Not being able to say myself, I would probably go with either Frosty or Mel.
Okay, so Mel Tucker but you would take yourself over those two. You're allowed to include yourself.
Yeah, I wouldn't go away.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what we want. We want bulletin board material there.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and then we'd have to do a whole CrossFit thing. It couldn't just be the bench press. You know, let's go. I'm not a runner anymore, but let's get on the elliptical for 30 minutes, see how high you can go and how many miles you can get. I'd be all for that.
I like it. I like it.
I'm kind of part of the Skinny Fat Society of America, Dan. I look good in the shirt. You know what I mean?
He's known as Patty Fitzgerald. Hey, congratulations on the win. Good luck against Duke. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
Appreciate the opportunity, my friend. Go Cats. Thanks.
That's Pat Fitzgerald. Beat Nebraska in Dublin. Yeah, you go back there. I mean, how emotional was that? Find out where your grandparents were from, go there. I remember meeting cousins I had never met before. And County Sligo. I go up there, and all of a sudden I'm going, hey, I'm looking for these people. Well, you found one. And I go, oh, hi. There's a lot of us here. And I go, all right. Okay. Come on in. Yeah, Paul.
What if you find out something negative about your family history, like your great-great-grandfather did something?
Ooh.
Can you imagine that?
I didn't think of that. It was, you know, I'm sure that they didn't do anything nefarious over there.
What town was it, your family?
County Sligo.
Okay.
Beautiful place, County Sligo. Yes. I saw where Will Ferrell called in. Fritzy, you got him calling in about 10 minutes.
Yes.
That'll be during commercial break.
He is going to call in at the start of the last segment of the show, approximately 40 past the hour.
Okay. All right. So Will wanted to talk to us about going to Dublin. And so I'll get to him coming up. All right. How about we get a couple of phone calls? Jordan in Ohio. Hey, Jordan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Dan. Longtime listener. Love the Chris Berman bit. Was wondering if you guys could possibly save that sound bit for the future. And then I just had a quick possible pie to the face bet. Miami Dolphins not only make it to the playoffs, but win their first two playoff games.
That would take them to the AFC title game?
I believe so.
All right. All right. Paulie will do it if it's a key lime pie to the face.
Right, yeah. South Florida.
Oh, key lime only. Okay. Got a deal.
All right. There you go, Jordan. You and Paulie are hooked up.
Regional.
Yeah, pie to the face. Travis in Iowa. Hi, Travis. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just curious how you and the Danettes spend your Saturday and Sunday, like exactly. You have four TVs. You have one TV. How do you watch all the games?
I can only speak from my perspective. It's usually down in my bar area with one TV. It's a small TV. And I love to just flip around. I don't like to be watching four different monitors. It's too distracting. Don't like it. I watch one, and then if I get alerted to watch another game, then I watch another game. But I don't get caught up in any of that. Does anybody have multiple TVs? Paulie does?
Yeah, I got three good-sized TVs on a basement wall, but then I have a little office with a smaller TV that's my emergency if people are over TV.
Yeah.
I like the three TVs. You have the main game on in the middle, then either the red zone on another TV. If it's college football, you could easily find three good college football games.
I do watch red zone a lot just because they help me. They'd be like, this is what I need to know. But if I want to lock in on just one game, then I just watch one game. And then you'll get the highlights, you know, during cut-ins. Here's an update, and here's Carissa Thompson. Carissa, and then you get that. But for the most part, just one. Alex in St. Louis. Hi, Alex. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, it's a first-time caller, long-time listener, 61185. Thank you for that. Hey, I was just curious, you were talking about Belichick. Next time you have Saban on, will you ask him if he's ever done a D's Nets joke to Bill Belichick?
All right. Yeah, I'd ask him. By the way, I mentioned Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame head coach. They got Ohio State this weekend. I think it's 17.5 point underdog. Here is the Notre Dame head coach learning about that point spread.
Well, I didn't know that. I'm going to write that down. You said 17.5 points, right? We'll use that in a team meeting today, you know. It's good to know. You know, I haven't paid much attention to the spread, but I remember that one time we were on College Game Day. I said, just keep making go up and up.
You know, a few years ago, a coach would not touch the point spread. Pat Fitzgerald knew what the point spread was. Marcus Freeman, he's mentioning 17.5. I'm going to write that down. All right, we'll take a break. We're planning our trip to Ireland next year already with Notre Dame and Navy, and Will Ferrell wants to be part of that. He'll call in next here on the Dan Patrick Show. All right, golfers, I know. You want to have something that's going to help you like a pro. And you may not play like a pro, but to be able to have what they're using, Jaws Raw from Callaway, it's the best wedge you're going to ever come across. Raw. Callaway's eliminated any material between the club face and the ball. That's why they call it Raw. Translates to more friction. We've all watched the pros. They'll hit it up and zip it back. That's what you get with Callaway, with Raw. First time ever, Callaway optimized wedge weighting using tungsten technology. You get better control, better trajectory, and you can attack the pin. Jaws Raw comes in four grinds. The all-new Z grind for a more forgiving shot maker's wedge, as well as 17 loft and bounce combinations for every type of condition and playing style. Callaway's thought of everything. Pick up the Jaws Raw. It'll give you better wedge performance, and you'll get spin in its rawest form. Get yours at CallawayGolf.com/JawsRaw. CallawayGolf.com/JawsRaw.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
We're starting our trip. We're planning our trip to Ireland, Navy Notre Dame next year this time, because we saw that Northwestern and Nebraska were playing there. And we thought, okay. Now, we thought about a trip a couple of years ago, and we were actually doing an interview with Jason Sudeikis, and he was promoting, I think, Ted Lasso at the time. And then Will Ferrell called in because he heard us talking about it, interrupted the interview, and then said that he'd like to join us if we went to Dublin. And then somehow it just didn't work out. Will's schedule got busy, probably shooting a movie with Mark Wahlberg or Kevin Hart or somebody. But apparently Will Ferrell is back in the trip to Dublin. Do you have to clear this with your wife, Will?
Oh, no, she's coming. Right? We're bringing our wives.
No, it's just bros, I think.
Hey, I just got to clear something up.
Okay.
I don't know if this is exciting or sad. I was not listening to your show when I called in. I just called in randomly. I was driving my car. I had no idea you were on with Sudeikis. That was just kismet.
Wait, are you serious that you didn't know?
I had no idea. But something popped into my head where we had talked about it at a past point. I'm like, God, I got to remind Dan. I'm going to remind him on air. We're like, when are we going to Dublin? And then...
oh, that's funny.
I call in, and I think it was Paulie who picked up. He's like, you want in on this? I'm like, sure. I have no idea what he's talking about. And
poor Jason Sudeikis. He's like, couldn't you maybe like, send him an email?
Can't you send an email? And so I think we briefly talked about SNL basketball games.
Okay, now I want you to be serious, though, because you got to clear your schedule for next August.
It's August, right? August 26th, I believe. I've already got it down.
Okay.
But... we can stay. Okay, so let's see. It's you and me. It's Paulie, it's Fritz, right?
And
Marvin?
And Seton and Marvin.
See, okay. And we got to try to wrangle Jennifer Garner, right? That's
Jennifer Garner, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Now, okay, can you help us get some other celebrities?
We should stay at the Clarence Hotel, the Bono's Hotel.
Okay. Now we're talking. Now we're making.
Right there, the Temple Bar District.
I like that.
A lot of great bars. We can sing a lot of Pogues songs as we ramble through the streets. Right?
Do you know? Okay, let's go around the room. Paulie wanted to bring Paul Rudd.
He seems like a great time.
Oh, Rudd is in already. I don't even have to ask him. His dad built an authentic Irish pub in the basement of his house in Kansas City. I've been there.
I'm going to believe you. Todd? Todd's on the phone. Jennifer Garner was brought up. Do you know Jennifer Garner? Like, can you?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm going to have to work on that.
Okay.
But we got a year.
Who else did we put in there? Seton?
I had Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell.
We might need a man on the streets.
What do you think?
I would love to. We got to be related in some way, I would think, right?
I would think Colin and Will Ferrell, distant cousins.
Even though, you know, we spell the name differently.
That doesn't matter. It's just, you know, in Ireland, they spell it differently. You know, it's Gaelic there. Todd wanted to bring Liam Neeson.
I've met Liam. He's a great guy. He'd be good if we need muscle. He's, you know.
Yeah. It, like Taken 4.
And, are we going to... Are we going to be getting a lot of fights? I feel like we are.
I'm hoping we are. Can you? When's the last time you were in a real fight?
Third grade.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Did you get your ass kicked?
Yeah, I got punched in the stomach with one shot. Richie Brooks. I said something sarcastic, and he punched me in the stomach, knocked the wind out of me, dropped me to my knees. I said, okay.
Marvin, who did you want to bring?
I said Liam Neeson.
Oh, Liam Neeson.
Okay.
So, who did I say that I wanted to bring there? I think I said Will was I was going to bring him.
No, you're just saying that.
Yeah, that's true. When's the last time you were in Dublin?
I was there this summer. I was there with a group of friends. We did a little golf trip. It was fantastic. We were in the. I can get us a private tour of the Guinness factory. I don't know if you can pull that off.
No, I cannot, but I like that.
Private tasting room where we learn how to actually pour the pints of Guinness.
How about we get Daniel Day-Lewis? Because he retired from acting.
And he can also teach us how to make cobble shoes.
I like that.
Well,
does Wahlberg ever take time off? Wahlberg loves golf. I don't know if he drinks anymore, but he might be a good guy.
Possibly. I don't think he has the bandwidth or the attention span to, you know, hang out and then go to the foot. Because are we going to the game as well?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Notre Dame Navy.
Now I'm going to have to pull for Navy.
Why?
Being an SD guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's fine.
So,
once we get to the stadium.
I'll sit with the cadets.
You'll just go to their side and then we'll go to Notre Dame's side.
Yes.
Then I'll meet you afterwards.
We'll meet after.
Okay. I'm planning this now.
I'm all in.
Okay.
I'm all in. I'm not just saying this. I'm going to say we. Are we doing the show?
Yes. Thursday
from,
and Friday. Global? Yeah, Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
I think we fly in Wednesday. We'll get there Wednesday morning. That means we go Tuesday night to get there Wednesday morning.
So let's see. We're going to need at least two king-size beds, right, and a couple of rollaways. We're all staying in one room, right?
I'd hope.
Yeah.
Great. We'll figure out the bathroom situation. Can you drink? Yeah. Are you any good at drinking?
I can hold myself with the best. Yeah. I'm just going to.
Have you Were you drunk? You were drunk in old school. You had to give the impression you were drunk in old school, correct?
I had to give the impression. Yeah, I was. The scene that leads into the streaking, Snoop Dogg's performance.
Yeah,
that was taking so long. That was our last night of shooting. That was taking so long to get Snoop Dogg out of his trailer. Because in between takes, he'd go back and play video games, and he would partake.
He'd get high.
Yes. And so it was just slowing the whole thing down. So I just I started drinking.
Did you get high with Snoop?
No. No, just kept having a few beers. And so by the time I... That's what encouraged me trying to take Bishop Don Mack's hat off his head.
Ooh, but yes. that didn't go well.
He didn't like that. That's not acting on his part. That's not acting. That's an honest reaction.
All right, so we're in 11 and a half months to prepare for this.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
Nothing. I know wonderful walking tours of Dublin. We can look at the Book of Kells. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I think the guys would enjoy that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and I don't know if you can bring your beer into the Book of Kells, but, you know.
No, you can't.
Oh, you can't, because you might spill it on the Book of Kells.
Yeah, yeah. And that would ruin thousands of years of history.
All right, no wives on this trip. I mean, let's have some fun.
I'm trying to think. Anything else? I just got to work on Jennifer Garner.
No, Garner, not Gardner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that.
Because how about I thought you were talking about Jennifer Gardner.
No, you do a movie with Jennifer Garner in the meantime? Then,
by the way, this is why we have these discussions, so we're all on point here.
Yes, Jennifer Garner.
No D.
No D.
When I meet her, I'll go, Jennifer Garner? No D, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. We'll be in touch.
Let's keep checking in.
Okay.
See if there's any changes.
All right. That sounds great. That's 2023 is our year.
In 2023.
In Dublin.
August.
All right. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Will Ferrell.
Okay.
Okay.
It's going well.
Yeah, I think. You know, the planning stages, I feel pretty good about this. And once we get there, Will's going to open a lot of doors, literally, for us.
He could probably, like, do the coin flip, Notre Dame, Navy. They would love that.
Like that.
Will, you and Will Ferrell go out there and do the coin flip?
How about he dresses up as a leprechaun? Oh, no. That's USC. See, he went to USC. He's not
Naval aviator.
If he came in as... Like Tom Cruise?
Like an admiral in the Navy?
Like Top Gun? Maverick? I like it. All right. We're making some progress here. Maybe we get a hold of the Guinness factory.
No doubt.
Maybe we could do the show from the Guinness factory.
And I think Paul Rudd is almost attached to this product at this
point. Feels like it. Feels like it.
I told you he's Irish.
Yeah. This is good. We're making some progress.
Got a pub in his basement.
Yeah.
Of course he's going.
Yeah. Sounds good. This day in sports history, Paulie?
No idea. Didn't have it on my screen. Right. But Will Ferrell says he's going to Ireland.
All right. It's all that matters. How about we go around the room, what we learned on the program. Todd, what did you learn today?
Creating a Velro plaid Dan Patrick Show wallet, a must for this fall.
Not Velcro. Velro.
Velro.
Velro. Seton O'Connor.
Pat Fitzgerald, skinny fat, needs to get back in the gym.
Patty Fitzgerald. Marvin.
You don't cruise anymore.
No, I don't. I stopped cruising long time ago. You know, it's hard to cruise when you don't have a car. Just letting you know, on my 10 speed, I'd cruise on my 10 speed. Not good. Paulie, what'd you learn?
Will had a couple of beers during the old school shoot.
Todd, what did I learn today?
We all learned you watched the rise and fall of N1 on Netflix hurt your knees trying to mimic their moves.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Thanks for joining us. It's been our pleasure to serve you. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. Talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out this award-nominated show, and what a show it was. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because it's the biggest sale of the year. All the smart beds are on sale. 50% savings on a 360 limited edition smart bed. Great time to discover adjustable comfort for both of you. Also, why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. Sleepers who use the 360 smart bed technology enjoy 28 minutes of more restful sleep per night. Add that up, that's 170 hours per year. As summer winds down, time to transition back to school, back to the office, quality sleep. We can all use it as the family resets to their new routines. And right now, time for Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year. The smart beds on sale save 50% on that Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show is hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.